You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 9. Bonjour, guten tag, my beautiful creators. It's Steel Maggie. And if you can tell, I'm excited because today, June 28th, 2019, I released my new single, Warning Label. If you like fierce yet bittersweet pop music, you might very well jive with this song. It's like if Teenage Dream era Katy Perry and Pat Benatar had a love child, it would probably be Warning Label, just saying. Right now, I am going to play a short clip of it so that you can hear a bit of the inspiration to what we'll be discussing today. Here we go.
So it turns out I'm the monster. I'm self-made and homegrown, running on some promising lies, and I'm guilty. I'm victorious, playing with water and wire, starting an electrical fire. Find refuge in my body.
If that sounds like a jam to you, after we hang out here, I encourage you to check out the full song anywhere you listen to music, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever, download it, and maybe put it on your Sassy Slay playlist. I call it Slaylist, because it's just so good. That's the best playlist title ever. I'm going to make my own playlist called Slaylist, because it's next level. I'm on one today, my friends. This release is just making me so pumped. But that's enough of my shameless self-promotion. I want to use the actual lyric and contextual background of this release to talk about living with labels, whether self-imposed or placed upon you by others, and how whether these labels may or may not be true, they do not define you as a human and your 100% worth. I want to make that perfectly, completely, transparently, just clear as a crystal, so that no one misinterprets my message as conveyed by the content. And if they do, they didn't listen, and that's their choice. I stand by everything I say and create. Let's start. So obviously there are album covers, EP covers, right? We also have single covers to convey the message and visual and sonic aesthetic of the song before the listener even hears the track. If you're like me, sometimes you'll literally listen to a song just based on the cover artwork itself if you've never heard the artist before. This was part of my strategy for Warning Label, as I am basically an unknown artist looking to change just that. I had a personally meaningful reason for my artistic vision concerning this song, as I'll get into shortly, but I also wanted the imagery to catch the eye, and I designed it to do that. So to describe my Warning Label cover artwork for you, I had my best friend and queen, Issa Diva, help me out, and she painted on my face and chest, in all caps, pitch black paint, a handful of labels that people have either put upon me based upon my own actions, past actions, as well as my own warning label, so to speak. The ones from other people include narcissist, vain, easy, rat, petty, sociopath, manic, bitch, spineless, entitled, and liar. My own label that I put on is bipolar, which I have in the picture is written across my forehead because it represents what's going on in my brain, and it's mine that I truly own and everything that comes with it. It is a piece of everything I do and think, for better or for worse, and it affects my decisions, my opinion of myself, my songwriting, everything. And once again, let me be clear, because I really don't think I can say this enough. I do not live defined by this label, but I live affected by bipolar disorder. And there is a stigma against my disorder in general. There's no denying that. So the more visibility there is for these mental health issues, and the more we talk about them and are not afraid to be open and brave to reveal and discuss our personal struggles, the more we can overcome that stigma, and the more we can show that it's normal, and it's all of us are going through something, and we don't have to live by any type of shame and any type of label. I do not want people to see this and think that I am calling out the worldwide community affected by bipolar disorder or anything. It is featured and prominent in the cover art because that label has been used against me, and now I'm taking it back for me to own. Remember episode 5 about extreme ownership? That's what this is about. You know, listen, I'm sure I'll offend some people with that cover art, and some will see it and think that they can take advantage of me because of those labels. And that's okay. I have to accept that as an artist. And I have to know that they can't get to me in my core, because I have done the emotional work to make those labels mean nothing about me as a human being. A few months ago, I received an anonymous submission on my website, although I know exactly who it was, and this individual said something along the lines of, "Are you going to discuss the narcissism that comes along with bipolar disorder, or are you going to continue to write songs that cater to ignorance and a lack of self-awareness through this theme?" I'm paraphrasing that. It's pretty close. I mean, first, let's take a moment and absorb the ignorance of that statement question, because it really wasn't a question, was it? It was a statement. You know, I'm going to tell you what I think about you. This is who you are, and this is what you do. Second, I would like to see the page in the DSM-5, where it says that narcissism comes with bipolar disorder, like it's a fucking symptom. Oh, I have bipolar, I must be a narcissist too. I mean, do you want to talk about perpetuating stigma? Like, here you go. Here, let's do it. And truly, honestly, for weeks, that comment bothered me like you wouldn't fucking believe. I knew logically that it was untrue about me and my writing, but it dug. It was so pervasive, you know, in my thinking for weeks. I was like, is this me? It just got inside me. And that comment was received by me the way I think it was intended, to sow seeds of self-doubt, to incite negative beliefs, to make me feel less than, all in the name of not catering to my ego. But after I had finished reeling from it, because I took time, I was just like, I feel like shit. After that, I evaluated it. I weighed it against what I know to be true about me. And what I found, when I went deep into my intended meaning of my lyrics, all they are is a brutal self-examination and realization of my patterns and shortcomings. Then I went deep into those patterns of my life. And I found that, yes, I've been ignorant. Yes, I've lacked self-awareness. I've done idiotic, selfish, you know, cruel things. And yes, I have exhibited narcissistic traits from time to time. But guess what? Most of you out there have too. But we're not narcissists. We're not fundamentally ignorant people. You're listening to this podcast because you're willing to go on this journey with me where we'll progress into better and better versions of ourselves. You're on the path of evaluation and evolution. And because of that, where you are now will not be where you are in a year. Where you are, what you've done, how you suffer, who you've been. If you don't like that person, if you don't like how that person tends to show up in the world, then that doesn't have to be who you will be now and in the future. You're here because you're willing to do the work to be a victor and not a victim. We are victors with or without the warning labels because we own who we have been in the past, but we do not allow ourselves to be defined by any label, self-imposed or otherwise. I'm not making that word easy mean anything about me today and onward. I'm not letting the word sociopath mean shit about me. Because I'm not a sociopath. I'm not letting liar define me. And yeah, I've lied much more than my fair share in my life. I've been a liar. But guess what? If I define myself by that past, and by extension, be reluctant to believe, because I'm defining myself by that past, be reluctant to believe that I am even capable of working toward a vulnerable, brave, and more truthful state, then it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. I would be condemning myself before I even started, and then therefore never have given myself the chance to evolve. I'm not even giving myself a chance at that point if I'm choosing to be labeled that way, if I'm choosing to subscribe to that. And that's why protecting, you know, your bubble is so important. And I don't like to describe it that way, like a bubble that makes it seem like, yeah, we are being ignorant. But you have to filter what you believe according to your narrative. Is your narrative helping you evolve? Is this particular label helpful to where you want to go? And most of the time, especially if it's applied to you by someone else, and it's negative, most of the time it's not. It's not constructive. And yes, you need to sometimes hear things about who you've been and what you've done and hear other perspectives. Yes, but you can't subscribe to all of that. You have to evaluate it based on who you've been, the truth about you. You got to be honest with yourself first and then evaluate it against where you want to go. And then you have to choose every day to go towards what you know to be true about yourself and for you to evolve from that, from you to grow from that. And I started to think, am I living in an echo chamber by choosing to look beyond my faults and fucking the labels and what people have said about me in order to first believe that I am capable of a better way of being and then being motivated to evolve? Yeah, you could look at it that way. Or you could look at it as me doing what's actually healthy and giving the happy finger to anything that isn't either edifying or constructive to me as an evolving human being. You've got to test it against those two things. Does it build you up? Or if it's a criticism, is it constructive? Because there'll be tons of people, you know, especially in our careers as artists or whatever you do for a living. If you're putting yourself out there on social media, anywhere, if you're picking a presentation, if you're just a human being that's living and you have friends and influences, if you're a human being that is not a recluse, you're gonna be judged in some way. You're gonna be labeled. People will label you just by looking at you. They don't even have to be in your life. There's people, there's hateful, hateful people. And then sometimes you can do it to yourself and you'll find yourself doing it to other people. And you obviously have to evaluate that as well. So truly, I don't think that that's being in an echo chamber. I really don't. Because you are listening to other people. You are evaluating, but you're not letting anything define you. You're not letting your own negative self-talk define you either. You're moving forward. And you're letting your 100% value as a human being move you forward, no matter what you've done, no matter who you've been. So, my beautiful, gorgeous, 100% valuable creators, if you are struggling with feeling boxed in by who you've been, what someone else has said about you, your mental health struggle, whatever you feel inappropriately, inaccurately labeled and defined by and limited by, I hope this episode has encouraged you to see yourself as ever growing, ever changing, owning of your faults and mistakes and patterns, but never defined by them. And fuck anyone who tries to write your story. Like Natasha Bedingfield said, the rest is still unwritten. All right, my friends, please, if you enjoyed this episode and found value, I encourage you to share it with another beautiful creator you know and subscribe or follow if you haven't already. And if it behooves you, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you listen there, it would help me so much to get this message out to people who need it. And please take a listen to my single Warning Label by Steel Maggie. It's out pretty much everywhere. Download it, put it on your Slay list. If you really like it, share it on your social media and tag me at Steel Maggie HQ so I can shout you out and thank you personally. I will see you next week for another episode of Mind Made Wrong. But until then, let's go create beautiful things. Bye bye. They could save your life. What?